The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Florida Department of Health, Escambia County.
Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I don't even know, how did that song become our bumper song for Florida Department of Health? Do you know? Did you pick that song?
I don't know, but I like it.
It just gets you pepped up.
Gets you going.
I just had in my notes when I started this gig, they're like, hey, Florida Department of Health's coming in. You got to play Wham. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, here we go. Wake me up. In the studio this morning, I have Dr. Vanessa Phillips. She is the Assistant County Health Department Director for Escambia County, and she brought with her this morning Louvie Curry, the Director for Environmental Public Health with Escambia County. Thank you guys so much for the work that you do, and thank you for joining us this morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Good.
We're doing great. We're doing great here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you for joining us. It's a very exciting week because the weather is absolutely gorgeous, and I've already been swimming twice this week already. So we're going to talk about Water Safety Week that began yesterday. I was not aware that it was Water Safety Week, but it makes sense that it would be this week because the pool is crowded, I'm telling you. So, Louvie, thank you so much for joining us. What do we need to know about Water Safety Week?
Well, Memorial Day kind of kicks off summer, and so it's just the perfect time to talk about it. That campaign, it highlights the roles that swimmers and everybody, you know, public health officials, we play in preventing disease outbreaks, drownings, and pool chemical injuries. So this year's theme is Prevent Drowning, Swim Lessons Save Lives. And so it focuses on the crucial role of training basic swimming and water safety skills, and how that plays in keeping children and adults safe around the water. So one thing to remember, drowning is preventable, with Florida having three sides surrounded by water, and all the pools that we have and waterways in Florida. Water safety is key in preventing drownings for our visitors to Florida and those that live here.
Right.
Yeah.
What are some of the differences when people come down here from, you know, wherever they live and they think, oh, I'm just going to jump in the water, and they don't think, what are some of the things they should keep in mind that may be different here in Pensacola, especially when swimming in the ocean?
In the ocean? Mm-hmm. Well, we do have rip currents. I'm not an expert with that.
Right.
But, you know, there's signs all over the beach regarding rip currents. We do have the Healthy Beaches program, and we take samples for bacteria.
Okay.
And we post signs if it's unsafe to swim.
That's kind of what I was alluding to, is a lot of people don't look at the flags. You know, they just go. And whenever I see a yellow flag, I'm like, oh, I'm going home. You know, I don't get in the water especially. So that's something to definitely keep in mind. But yes, drowning definitely always preventable. You said the Healthy Beaches program. Tell us a little bit about that. What does it mean to have a healthy beach?
Well, for us, for the Department of Health, we actually sample for certain bacteria, and so it means the water is clean for that bacteria. There are other things in the water you have to look for, jellyfish and things like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're testing for a bacteria, certain bacteria that lives in the guts of animals and humans, and so essentially sewage. And so, you know, just looking at our website and checking out if there is an advisory issued for that area is going to be key for visitors. And sometimes visitors don't know where they're swimming. So looking at that website is a way to ensure that it's clean and safe to swim when it comes to that type of bacteria.
What is that website address, real quick?
It is floridahealth.gov. Okay. And, you know, the most important thing is just you can Google Florida Healthy Beaches Program, and then that's the first thing that'll come up.
Very nice. If you have questions or comments this morning, if you're going to go get out and about and go swimming very soon, you maybe have some questions, 437-1620. Talking pool safety as well. You mentioned pool chemicals, which is really interesting because there certainly are a lot of chemicals that go into maintaining a pool. I know it's like a 24/7 process for people that own pools. Let's talk about that a little bit because that can be very, very dangerous.
Yeah, the Florida Department of Health, they have a swimming pool inspection program, and it's designed to protect the public from the risk of disease and injury at public swimming pools. We, Escambia County, they have about 400 commercial pools, and we inspect them about 1 to 2 times a year. So in Florida, I do believe we have about 42,000 public pools, and that's commercial pools, not your backyard residential pools.
Right.
And so, you know, our environmental health specialists, they check for things like water quality and chemistry, you know, the chlorine and pH, mm-hmm. and then pool cleanliness and most importantly, the safety measures, you know, that safety hook and the Coast Guard approved flotation rings. Mm-hmm. And so if these two things aren't there, they can close the swimming pool.
Mm, wow. I'm talking with Dr. Vanessa Phillips and Louvie Curry from the Florida Department of Health here in Escambia County. You're the director for environmental public health, right? So is that a relatively new department?
It's not. It's been around for a very long time. Mm. I got the position pretty recently, but it's been around for a very long time. Environmental health is, we've changed the kind of name to environmental public health, but it's been around because, you know, we used to inspect restaurants and things like that. And so that's kind of evolved, but we're still in the environment protecting the public's health with swimming pools and our Healthy Beaches program.
And a lot of people don't realize what the Department of Health does. Mm. And so, you know, that was a great segue there to say, is that a new program?
Right.
Absolutely not. We've been protecting you for over 200 years.
That's right.
Yeah. What are some other things coming from the Florida Department of Health that we can look forward to?
Well, we do want to remind people, especially with Water Safety Week, mm-hmm. as Ms. Curry was talking about, swimming pools.
Right.
Summer's here.
Mm-hmm.
School is out. It's warm weather. And so the water is really inviting and we're ready to jump in.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to remind everyone that touch supervision is what we should really be practicing. If you have a child at or near water, you need to be within arm's reach. You want to grab them before anything happens. Touch supervision is water safety.
That's good. I love that phrase. Touch supervision. You need to be within an arm's length because, you know, you turn your head for a minute, you check your phone, anything can happen in a pool, especially with a lot of kids around. One thing I want to stress, too, is check your fences and your barriers mm-hmm. because, you know, it's warm. Kids are going to be running through neighborhoods. They're going to say, hey, I'm just going to jump in this pool real quick. Hey, this will be fun. And then all of a sudden, you know, you may not know anybody's in your pool at all. So make sure that your pool is secure. It's an insurance thing, too, around here, I know. So you definitely need to check that. What are some other things that we can look for around the pool area to stay safe?
Well, Vanessa talked about supervision. You mm-hmm. talked about barriers. And then also preparedness is the three things that increase water safety and reduce drownings. And so preparedness, knowing CPR, learning to swim, and wearing a life jacket when you're in the open water. Those are important things to remember.
Definitely CPR, yes.
It's never too young to learn how to swim. There are so many swimming programs that are available, and some are free of charge. So ask around.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not the best swimmer, but I learned early on in 4-H camp when I was a kid that you can just kind of hold your breath and calm down and you'll float. And then you can gather yourself and then find out what you need to do. Don't panic.
Yeah.
'Cause when you start panicking, that's when you lose your breath and you sink. So, yeah. So little
a
tips
good
there.
Analogy for life, right? Don't panic.
Exactly. Yeah. Take a
that's
deep breath
true.
And
deep
don't
breath.
Panic. All right.
Panic.
I love that.
Yeah. You know, I've got a catchphrase every time I come in here.
You
so.
Do? I swear.
And
you do.
I learned swimming over at Booker T. Washington High School. I am a proud alumni. Go Wildcats.
Nice.
And I took swimming twice. You know, we were one of the only high schools in Escambia County that has a pool. And I'm still not the best. I know enough to save my life, but I do know mm-hmm. if I don't panic, I won't sink.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Are you seeing a lot of children signing up for you know, swim lessons and things like that around your neighborhood? Because I know when I was a kid, we didn't have a whole lot of options for that, but there's a lot more here in this area, right?
I tend to hear people just out and about talking about swimming at things like UWF. There used to be a swim school off Nine Mile Road. I'm not sure if that is still active, but we don't necessarily have a list of, you know, swim schools or anything yet, but that is a new program that the state of Florida will be working to push out here soon.
Okay. We're at Water Safety Week right now. This week started yesterday. I'm talking with Luvie Curry from the Department of Health for Escambia County. She's the Director of Environmental Public Health. And I've got Dr. Vanessa Phillips. She's the Assistant County Health Department Director. If you have questions, comments, 437-1620. Talking about water safety, especially when it comes to our beaches and people coming in from out of town, weather happens in an instant around here. We have severe weather that can just come out of nowhere. So let's talk about hurricanes and our storm season coming up. They say it could be rough this year.
So I call it the season that should remain nameless. We don't say the H word.
We don't say the H word.
We're not going to have them, right?
No,
okay.
But we do prepare for them just in case because, you know, we live in Florida. We live on the water. And like Luvie mentioned, Florida's surrounded by three sides of water.
Right.
We've got to know what to do, when to do it. You know, we've got to be prepared. We stress public health preparedness, and that includes being prepared for hurricanes. The hurricane season is starting June 1st. June 1st.
Right around the corner.
Yeah, and it goes through November 30th. As you can tell right now, if you look outside your window, it's bright, sunshiny, and if you go outside, it's hot. So that means those waters are heating up. The Atlantic is already much warmer than usual this time of year. It's predicted to be an extremely active season. And there's a disaster preparedness sales tax holiday that's going to be happening June the 1st through the 14th.
Oh, cool.
So you have 2 full weeks. There's going to be summer sales tax holiday with the whole month of July. But you can get all kind of preparedness pieces such as sunscreen.
Generators. Let's talk about, what should we go look for? What are some of these items?
So we talk about having a go bag. And Luvie has been a part of our ESF 8 team for a long time. We work on essential support function 8, which is health and well-being, right? During the, you know, any kind of public preparedness response situation. And so we talk about having our go bag. What's in your go bag? It should be water. Enough for you, at least 72 hours. It should be some nice closed-in shoes, tennis shoes, just in case you're walking around, there's debris out there, things like that. But in the house, you should have non-perishable foods. You should have water. You should have sunscreen, a generator if you have it. If you do have a generator, if you should lose power, definitely do not turn that generator on the inside. Right. It needs to be outside and well ventilated. Fuel for the generator, fuel for your cars, so many different things. But, you know, take advantage of that sales tax holiday for sure.
Okay. Stay
weather aware.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Having a weather radio in your home. If you should lose power, have that weather radio there so you can hear what's going on at all times. I would also have a plan. If you're in a flood zone, can you go somewhere else? If you have a person who you're caring for that is disabled, have a plan for that person. We have a special needs shelter that we help to man, and there's a special needs registry that people can sign up by going to Be Ready Escambia. They can also assist you in that sign up. And over at EM, Emergency Management, My Escambia.
And for anybody out there that has, you know, the huge truck and all of the gear, you know, we strongly encourage you to help if you can, safely. Because a lot of times it's just the roads get unpassable. And like you said, we've got people with special needs. And if we lose power and there isn't a generator, some people are hooked to systems. They need that to survive. So, just stay weather aware. Great tips. Get your go bag ready. Because you never know when you're going to have just a little bit of time. You know, usually we have a pretty good advance warning, But when it comes to certain severe weather, like we learned last week, it can sneak up on you and those winds get very, very strong. I hope they're wrong about the hurricane season, the H season this year, the bad H season. I hope they're wrong about that, but yeah.
Me too. Know. Another good thing to do is have some cash. You never know when those systems will go down, and if you don't have power, they don't have power, and you need to get a few things, have a little cash. Another good thing to know this year, we've stressed for years, the first 72 is on you. That means to be ready for 72 hours of self-sustainable everything. Everything you're going to need for the first 72 hours is your responsibility. Well, that's changed.
Oh.
1 week. Be 1 week ready.
1 week. Wow.
Be 1 week
ready. Is this a business week, 5 days, or a whole 7 days?
I don't know what to tell you.
I bet it's a whole 7 days.
But to be 1 week ready.
Yeah.
Because you never know how long it's going to take resources to get to you. You never know what's going to impede traffic flow on the interstate or bridges or things like that. So we want to prepare for 1 week self-sufficiency.
All right. So we need to develop a slogan. How can we do this? What rhymes with week? Keep it on fleek for 1 week, or is that still a term? Do kids still use that term?
I don't know that they use it as much.
I'm a dinosaur. Okay. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions, comments. Somebody just texted in. You can go to the dollar store and get the solar pathway lights. And if you charge those up outside, you can bring them in at night when you lose power, and they work great indoors. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And those are super cheap at the dollar store. So.
My mom actually used some lights that were similar, and they're called hurricane lights or flood lights. And when the power went out here this last week, all of those little floodlights came on. They were fully charged, and they were ready to go. And, you know, inexpensive. In the era of LED lights, and, you know, everybody's loving those
super bright
lights that you can get from Amazon or the dollar store. I mean, those definitely come in handy.
Yeah, definitely. I'm talking with Luvi Curry and Dr. Vanessa Phillips from the Florida Department of Health, Escambia County. And Luvi, you're the Director for Environmental Public Health, talking about Water Safety Week. This going on this week started yesterday. So what else? Do you have any more information there about Water Safety Week, things we can look for?
Well, if you are heading to a public pool or a hot tub or a splash pad, you can check to see if someone has the latest inspection results online, or you can ask them if it's available on site. But you can also do your own inspection if you want. Check for things like pH and chlorine. And so most hardware stores and pool supply stores, they sell those test strips that you can test the pH if you wanted to and the chlorine, just to make sure that it is it has enough pH and chlorine in the water, because that can create a lot of recreational water illnesses that we're trying to avoid. And then, you know, just also if you, you know, check, inspect to see, can you see the drain at the bottom of the pool? Pool should be clean and clear. And then if there's not a lifeguard, or you can ask, see if there's a lifeguard on duty. But if not, you do want to make sure that safety equipment there, the flotation device and the safety hook and pole. So, and if you have any problems, just do not get into the water, and then tell someone in charge if the problems can be fixed.
And if you're, you know, experiencing any personal illness, you know, of any kind, stay away from that pool.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have diarrhea, you know, and I know that's, it's
when
just
you have
some
nausea, heart pain.
Right. You don't want to swim, you know, it's hard, but that is, something, you know, to practice that healthy swimming behavior, you know, don't swim if you have diarrhea, and don't swallow the pool water.
Yeah.
Another thing too, for that, practicing healthy swimming behavior. If you have cuts on your legs, abrasions, fresh tattoos, anything where the skin can be broken, new surgery incisions, things like that, and you plan on going to the beach, it gets hot, we have natural bacteria in the water, and you could get sick. So be cautious, be safe. Don't get in the water if you have those things.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 I mean, you're right. You know, you know, even though we test for a certain bacteria, that the one that you're talking about, it's naturally occurring in the water. So it's not tested because it's always there.
It's got to be there.
So if you have those cuts and open wounds, you'd want to avoid getting in the water because you can get seriously sick.
One thing I noticed at my apartment complex, they have this awesome saltwater pool. I mean, it looks like a normal pool. It's clear. You can see all the way to the bottom, but it's salt water. Is that safer than just a normal chlorine pool? Is it about the same? I don't know.
It's about the same. When they talk about salt water pools, it takes salt and it turns it into chlorine. I'm not an expert on it, but it does. It's a salt converter, they call, or a salt generator.
Okay.
So it will kind of change it into chlorine. It doesn't have that chlorine smell that some people, but you shouldn't really smell the chlorine either. So
that was another question I was going to ask. When sometimes, you know, you've been there, you've been to a pool, and as soon as you get close to the edge, you're like, wow, I can really smell that chlorine. Is that a bad sign?
It can be. When you smell that strong smell, that just kind of means that there's things in the water that's combining with the chlorine and it's producing that smell, like, you know, lotions and things like that, or whatever debris in the water. So it's kind of interacting together with the chemicals in the water. And so you really shouldn't smell that chlorine smell.
You mentioned lotions and things. We're all putting the sunscreen on and the sunblock. Mm-hmm. Is there any health concerns for that getting into the water and that kind of coming off being in the water, especially for our natural environments and our beaches?
So, it's a catch-22. You want to put sunscreen on to protect yourself from the sun, but then it mixes with the pool water and then it, combines with the chlorine. So, I mean, you just have to use your best judgment, that... you want to protect yourself from the sun, but also it does mix with the chlorine. So there's, just kind of make your best judgment with that.
Swim at night if you can.
Yeah.
Be great. It's a lot more fun, and you annoy your neighbors when you live in an apartment complex like I do. That wasn't me out there last night, by the way. That was somebody else. Talking to the Florida Department of Health for Escambia County, I've got Dr. Vanessa Phillips in the studio, as well as Louvie Curry. She is the Director for Environmental Public Health. We're talking about Water Safety Week. That's all this week. So go online and research how to get your go bag together when severe weather happens. We've got the H-word season coming up, and drowning especially. I don't know what the statistics are, but I'm sure, drowning every summer, like you said, it's preventable. So do what we can. And you said stay in the touch supervision zone, so within an arm's reach. Well, thank you for the work that you guys do, keeping us safe. The Florida Department of Health, environmental safety is very important right now. When you're going out and swimming this season, stay safe, look for the flags, and go online to find out more. Louvie Curry and Dr. Vanessa Phillips, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.